We want to go a little deeper into what's happening with News Corp or the Rupert Murdoch Corporation, and we're joined by Patty O'Connell, host of our partner, the BBC's Broadcasting House. Good morning, Patty.
Hello, Celeste.
All right, so let's go into what's happening in Britain here, first of all. I mean, I assume that people there were as shocked as the United States was over the resignation of Sir Paul Stevenson, and that this involved Scotland Yard so deeply that the head of the bureau would have to step down.
So Sir Paul Stevenson is Britain's top cop. He's the most important police officer in the country, and he had a role in investigating the mess that arises from the allegations that we all have been hearing about. He resigned. So he's gone saying he hasn't done anything wrong, but his job is difficult because this whole affair is linked with who knows who. So he's implied, if I'm accused of having employed someone who worked at Rupert Murdoch's paper in the past, then that's what the Prime Minister did, and I'm charged with investigating it. So he's implied that the links are so sensitive that he can't carry out an investigation if he's accused of simply knowing someone of being toxic. And that he's implied in turn, I think, that the Prime Minister's got questions.
Yeah, well, that's what I really want to ask you about. If he's saying that about that he needs to step down, even though he's done nothing wrong and he had somebody in his office that was linked, what does that mean about the Prime Minister who actually appointed somebody from News Corp to work for him?
That's right. So there you have the political heat. So the Prime Minister is in Africa, he's in South Africa, and he was giving a news conference from there in which he was asked that question. What is the difference between a police officer employing someone who worked at this tainted Rupert Murdoch division and you? And he says there is a big difference. But of course, that in that grey area is where politics is to be made. So there's MPs were due to go on holiday on Wednesday, and now they're not. They're going to be, likelihood is, they're going to stay on another day because there's a lot of political heat and it's only getting hotter.
Well, when you say that it's getting hotter, I mean, how much harder can it get? It also already involves a bribery scandal between Scotland Yard and one of the biggest media companies in all of the UK. At this point, are we talking about arresting even somebody higher? Are you talking about impeachment of the Prime Minister?
No, no one has got to that yet. But let's just calm it down to say what's happened at this weekend. There has been another arrest, namely of Rebecca Brooks, who was the chief executive of News International. Now, she, James Murdoch and Rupert Murdoch are due to appear before a committee of MPs tomorrow, Tuesday. And then I think if you're at home in America thinking, can you just simplify this for me? Yes. You guys got this first in investigating public malpresence in public office. These are the two questions. What did you know and when did you know it? Now, that question has to be asked of everyone in the link in the chain, and some people who can't answer it may very well go to jail.
We're speaking with Patty O'Connell. He hosts Broadcasting House for our partner, the BBC. You know, Patty, the thing that just kind of keeps niggling in the back of my mind is this idea that they've only gone through a few hundred of the thousands of names that whose cell phones and private information was hacked into, meaning that when you say it could get hotter, we don't entirely know who else was on this list.
Yes, 4,000 people had their voicemails hacked, at least. Now, if I ring your voicemail, Celeste, and you leave a message on your machine and it's hacked, what about my rights? I've called you up to say, look, the takeaway, what's going on with the takeaway? You know, where are you guys? And then my phone message to you is also important to me. That's my privacy. So there's 4,000 plus everyone who left a message. That's one thing. The second thing is that the second allegation is that for a long time, the British press, parts of it, paid police officers for information. Now, that's a culture that is historic, and in some places it does not happen. But it's said that some of the news divisions of Rupert Murdoch's empire paid police officers for information. And that's been said as far back as 2003 by the formerly mentioned Rebecca Brooks. So that's the second part of this cancerous story, because you've got press politics and police together in a giant brew. And I can tell you, the lid is off and the smell is bad in this country. And the last time you were kind enough to speak to me, we were talking about the royal wedding in the UK.
Ironic.
Which was a sort of British institution. I'm sure I said to you, look, this shows how the British institution is at its best, the royal family. And this is clearly a great embarrassment to public life in Britain. It's sleazy. And also, no one really knows where it ends.
Well, all right. Well, let's ask about how you get rid of the sleaze, Patty, if I can just help you out a little bit. The Parliament is investigating it. Does this become a question of Conservatives versus Labour? I mean, how do they investigate this, clean out the sleaze and make Britain clean again?
Well, if you go back, the most popular newspaper in the United Kingdom has been shut already 2 weeks ago. In fact, it's probably one of the best-selling newspapers in the English language, the News of the World. It was part of Sunday for more than 100 years in this country. It was owned by Rupert Murdoch, and because of this sleaze, he shut it. So that's number one. Number two, there have been arrests. There's been resignations. You've mentioned Les Hinton. He was running Dow Jones in New York, and he's resigned. Rebecca Brooks has resigned. So the first thing you've got to do is take accountability, and you've got to resign or close things. So that's been happening. Politically, they've got to work out who knew about this practice, who then hired anyone to work for them. So that's the second question. And the politicians can divide on that because they've all got cases to look at on both sides. It's not that it's been widespread, but there are names on both sides of the political divide who worked at News International and subsequently took on a political role.
Well, that's the question here, Patty O'Connell. There have been investors who've been suing News Corp already because of nepotism, and this makes it look like the family business that was News Corp extended not only into Scotland Yard but into higher upper echelons of British politics. So at this point, the question is, were there people hiring people or appointing people simply because they were formerly connected to News Corp?
Right. And then you're going to see those questions asked directly to Rupert Murdoch tomorrow, who has cast a spell over this country for a long time and helped create a new landscape for television viewers. It was his character and determination that built a whole satellite television system in the country. So in a way, you've got 20 years of stories and connections and personal politics coming together tomorrow in one room. And it is absolutely, for me, and I think for many British people, it is a big day of reckoning. And it's not just the answers, it's the questions. And that's why I think you're seeing this story escalate.
Patty O'Connell not resigning as host of Broadcasting House for our partner, the BBC. Patty, as always, thanks so much.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.